Winter has arrived in force over the last couple of weeks in the Midwest, with ice storms, snow, and frigid temperatures. Commentator Laura Lorson says she admires how her neighbors deal with the cold, but she personally hasn't been adapting as well as she could.
Another winter storm is headed for northeast Kansas, and today's forecasts sound like something medieval. Winter storm watches go into effect Saturday evening for Dickinson, Douglas, Jefferson, Shawnee, Lyon, Osage, and Geary counties. Expect snow accumulations up to 6 inches with a chance of power outages, hazardous travel conditions, the return of serfdom, and a complete breakdown of social order. You'll be sharing a low with Dante's Ninth Circle of Hell tomorrow, so bundle up out there. While pretty much all the phlegmatic native Midwesterners just shrug and put on another layer or two and see about getting the snow tires on the truck, I have to say, as a transplanted Southerner, I don't have it in me. Sure, I try to be all brave and stoic like the pioneers. I convince myself that I could probably tough it out if I had to. If I got caught out on the prairie in a blizzard, I could sleep in a haystack or walk the 10 miles and ford the river to get to the relative shelter of a tar paper lean-to. Except, you know, not. This past week, even my dog, a big strapping Great Pyrenees, has been turning into Camille when I open the door for him to go out.
No, no, I could not possibly. My paws, my nose. Oh, do not make me for to do this,
his eyes say. I think he's considering learning to use the toilet. But actually, deep down, I love the prairie winters. I love the Kansas summers most, when it's 8 degrees outside and my husband left the thermostat sitting on 56 and I can see my breath in the kitchen while I'm trying to make coffee. I imagine eating fresh, sweet corn picked 10 minutes ago and twilight coming through the cottonwoods along the river, and I feel better knowing that everything will eventually change. Knowing what's coming makes whatever season that's currently making you miserable seem bearable. Because our winters make the summer seem lush and soft, and our summers make the winter seem lustrous and glowing. Right now, we sit in our houses bundled up against the cold, with the soft hiss of snow against the roof and windows singing us to sleep, where we'll dream about the sound of cicadas, the taste of ripe tomatoes, and the broad, bright, smiling faces of sunflowers, and wake up knowing that no matter what the weather, we really do live in the best of all possible worlds.
Laura Lorison is certain to complain about the heat come July at her home in Perry, Kansas.
You're listening to All Things Considered.